David, your thoughts on tonight's game here at the Oval?
I thought we controlled large parts of the game. I don't think we dominated the game. I don't think it was one of them games, but we started on the front foot, went about the game in the right manner. We've lost down here in previous visits, which hurt me probably more than at times hurting, you know, as well, sorry, as hurting, you know, the paying supporters who come and watch us. So that was for everybody at the football club. I spoke to the players tonight, and they'll tell you, if you ask them in the interview, he says, not only are you representing yourself tonight, you're representing myself as the manager and the rest of the staff and the entire football club here tonight, because people were watching, people wanted to see the reaction, certainly from Saturday. We drop a couple of points and we draw a game against a decent team in Glenavon, or we draw against Coleraine, and all of a sudden people are asking silly and stupid questions. We're five games in, we're unbeaten. We've played four of the top teams in the top probably seven. We've played Portadown away, which again has been, was an intensely tough game. So we've had a decent start, but that's all it is. I said after the game Saturday again that probably where we were was average. Tonight was probably better than average. Still think we could play a little bit better, but we were on the end of fully deserved 3 points tonight.
It's all about goals. On Saturday we didn't get one. We got a fairly early one tonight, and that just, it's all about that first goal, giving you confidence, giving you momentum to go on and build a good performance and a good result.
Yeah, no, it's important. And again, you know, we worked hard to get the ball back, and we got the goals at the right times tonight. Obviously scoring from an all-star play, try coming in at the back post. So big goals, we go in, and the danger is then at half time that maybe we sit off. And it's not just Linfield. Teams that are 2-0 up at times can have a tendency to sort of drop off and think the job's done. We knew tonight, with the big home crowd in tonight, that any little glimmer of hope, if they'd have got themselves back in a 2-1, then the danger signs were there. So we controlled the game, we organised, we didn't go chasing as much as we did in the first half after the ball, and we stayed in the slots and stayed organised, and I don't think we gave up too many chances tonight.
Great for Trey to get his first Linfield goal here tonight.
Yeah, pleased for Trey. Again, he scored a lot of goals when he was at Ballymena last year. He scored 5-6 goals, and he's a threat. He helped set up the goal. I think it was a Crusaders game, the first game of the season, when he's with his time and a run head back to Christie. So pleased for Trey. I thought Trey was good tonight, considering, you know, he was up against 3-4 real good attacking options tonight. Well, there was McDade at times, McCartan, McMenamin, Donnelly, and whatever else. So Trey, along with the goalkeeper and the rest of the back three and our midfielders and our forward players, you know, I don't want to sort of miss anybody out, but I thought it was a controlled professional performance tonight.
I mean, I could go through every single one of them. Hot Jordan Stewart was all over the place. Yeah. Chris Shields was like a Rolls Royce. But Matt Green came in and he led the line really well up there, didn't he?
To be fair, again, to Matt, Matt's still not at the level in terms of the fitness. I said to him tonight, if you can give me 45 minutes, if you can give me 60 at full tilt and be a nuisance and be a pest and win headers. I think he was a part of the third goal. He scored the first goal. And again, just his all-round presence. He's got a good, experienced head on him. And I think that was key tonight. Again, I know, obviously, Billy came on and replaced him. Billy will end up starting a hell of a lot of games here and scoring a lot of goals, but tonight we took the decision to stick Matt in, and thankfully it paid off tonight.
We weren't too low on Saturday, we're not too high tonight, because it's a long way to go, and there's a huge game around the corner again on Friday night, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, you know, other people around the football club and outside the football club can get a little bit despondent at times. You know, we have no divine right to win every football game. We've drawn against two decent sets. Coleraine are a good side, Glenavon are improving, they've signed well in the summer and they put it up to us on Saturday. So again, sometimes there's no shame. Of course we want to win every game, and probably the most disappointing thing for me on Saturday was, you know, our lack of tempo and performance. It wasn't a result, because again, Glenavon will put it up to many other teams this year. So say there's a long road to go. If we don't get, I try not to, I do at times, you know, I come out and I say I don't get too despondent. I beat myself up at times with sometimes the performance, but I can go tonight and sort of enjoy the 3 points, get ready, we'll be back in again to prepare for a big game now Friday night against Cliftonville.
After a season with behind closed doors, big two games and other games, you know, it's almost strange to have supporters back at these games, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Both sides, and again, you know, the rivalry's been there for over 100 years. I'm privileged to manage this club in these games. I think I said after the game on Saturday that probably one of my only regrets as a player was never playing in one of these games, because I think I would have enjoyed it and possibly maybe nicked the odd goal here or there. But the next best thing for me is to manage, and so there's no prouder feeling when you come. I think I was mocked last year and kind of torn social media for my honest answer to a question I was asked about. I love beating Glentoran more than anybody. Of course you do. You know, you ask Stephen Baxter, who does he enjoy? He probably enjoys maybe the Derby games against Cliftonville. I'm sure you asked any Glentoran manager in previous years or managerial eras. You know, they want to beat their rivals, and I was open and honest. I was mocked last year, so that's a nice feeling. That's why I enjoy beating Glentoran probably more than anybody there tonight, Ali.
And it would be wonderful if we could beat Cliftonville on Friday night as
well. It'll be a tough game. Paddy, huge respect for Paddy. Even going back to when he was institute manager, that he plays in the right way. He's got a really good feel about him. And again, the players are working hard for him. They're winning games for him. They've had quite a few clean sheets this year. So we look forward to the challenge. We welcome Paddy and Cliftonville and top of the table, Cliftonville, on Friday night. We look forward to another good game.
Well done tonight, David. And we look forward to another Titanic local derby on Friday night.
Look forward to it, Andy.